The next step is being able to speak with rhythm. You know, it's kind of like this. Let's see if I can find it. Well, it's kind of like, have you ever seen, like, there's presentations where they're very boring, where the person's just kind of standing there talking monotone like this? Yeah, but like public school. That's it. So the fact is that there's times in a presentation, there's going to be times in a presentation where, there's going to be times in a presentation where you want to be kind of, you know, just casual. Just talking along, you know? Saying what has to be said. You know, it's kind of like when I'm giving a presentation, my foot sometimes starts tapping. And I just kind of get into the flow and the rhythm of things, you know? It's kind of like sitting at that piano bar late at night, looking over at the piano player and saying, "Hey, piano player." You know? So whenever I'm on stage, you know, sometimes the message needs that cool. And then it starts over again. That cool. You know, that kind of that cool tone. And it's all in how you deliver the message that makes the difference. Now, that's one way we may want to deliver a message. But then, sometimes, that message may take on a certain urgency. Like you really want to get the message through. So you got to speak a little faster. You got to speak in a little faster clip so you can really get through to the people that you're communicating with. Because it becomes important to vary the tempo that you're speaking with if you really want to be like Captain Kirk. That's right. Spock, I can't believe that we're not just going down to the planet. You know, I mean, sometimes it's important to speak at a certain tone, tempo, pitch, volume. And when you change the tempo of your speech, the rate of speech, you're going to capture the most people. So maybe the message that you're getting across has a little bit more urgency. So you may want to time it to the music so it really goes through and it captures those people. And then again, there may be times when you want the message to go through however it goes through. You know what I mean? You just want to have a good time when you're teaching. Well, you know what I'm talking about, right? And I could talk like this forever. And I probably And I probably have a lot of fun, too, while I was doing it. And you know what the effect of that is going to be? Is you're just going to capture everybody. Because what it's like playing all the keys on the piano. You know what I mean? I mean, there's people out there that are communicating with people and they're only playing a couple of keys. But I want you to play all the keys on the piano. I want you to communicate with people in every way that's best to get through to them. If you look at a person like a Martin Luther King or somebody like that, he had a range in terms of the tempo that he would use to get the message across. And he'd switch to whatever tempo he needed to at the appropriate time. Like sometimes, if you'd really watch him close, maybe you'd see his foot tapping as he was speaking. You know what I mean? And I'm not suggesting that when you come up here, your foot might just start tapping. And then sometimes that's all good. And sometimes you may want to take on a little bit more urgency in your communication. Like you may want to go right in and speak real quickly and talk really quickly because maybe the message that you've got to get across is really, really important. That's right. Like, you might need to really make a point. You know what I mean? It might need to be really important. Or you might just communicate the importance of your message through the tempo that you're communicating it with. You know what I'm saying? And if you really want to capture an audience, if you really want to become alive, one of the ways to do it is to vary the tempo like I'm doing here. And then you can get right through to them. And then you might just wrap back around and find yourself back tapping your foot again. In fact, a lot of people, whenever we teach them how to do this, they tell us they find themselves in front of like 200, 300 people. And they say, Chris, it's really weird because I got up there in front of that group and then my foot just started tapping. If you could imagine that. My foot just started tapping. I couldn't stop it. And I found myself talking in time with my foot. My foot loved it. Yeah. Let's do it. So what we're going to do is do our presentations in time with the music. And we're going to practice varying our tempo and our rate of speech. So who's up first? You can use the same presentation that you just did. Yeah, you can use the same presentation that you just did. But this time we're going to do it in time with the music, and we're just going to get our foot a tapping. So when you come up here, just start tapping and just have a good time. Tap your feet in time to the music. And in fact, if you don't stay on course with your presentation, I don't care. You can just say whatever needs to be said in whatever way it needs to be said. If you want to use your presentation, I'm okay. Or you may just find yourself talking about random things. However you do it is fine. Just have fun. That's the most important thing. So, who's up first? I am going to play with the music, so I'm gonna sit over here. Are we still trying to do the why, what, how? You're still going to do, if you can. If you can do your presentation, do the why, what, how, what, if formula. If you find yourself talking about other things just to fill the time, go ahead and fill the time. Here's what you don't want to do. What you don't want to do is you don't want to sing it. Okay, so we're not singing the presentation. We're just talking in time with the music. If you find that you're able to stay on track with your why, what, how, what, if formula, that's great. And if you find that you fall off track a little bit, I'm okay with that too. Do whatever's natural and whatever's easiest and most fun for you. All I want you to do is practice talking in time with the music. So who's... We're changing pacing. We're actually changing the tempo. We're going to be working primarily with tempo right now. Because the most engaging speakers, remember, the most engaging speakers are those people that have control of all those things, that have the most tonal variety, tempo, timbre, and volume. But we're going to be working primarily with tempo right now. It's one thing that a lot of people don't think about or don't consciously work on when they're speaking. And it's one of the most engaging things you could possibly do to really entrance an audience and capture them is to change the tempo of speech if you really want to get through to them. Because instead of becoming monotone, you're multidimensional. You're playing all the keys on the piano, and that's going to capture the most amount of people. Keeps them with you.
So you're going to change the tempo?
There's a next step. Here's the next step. Yes. Now what we're doing is we're layering some stuff in. See, doing presentations can be fun.